This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Build an economy that Trump is bragging about. This guy squandered his father's fortune. Now he's squandering the economy we gave him. They all think I'm kidding. I'm not. So, Mr. President, instead of talking about impeaching Barack Obama, you should be saying, thank you, President Obama. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that you gave me a chance here, and you're giving all the other candidates a chance. I wish all those candidates well that are going beyond New Hampshire. I think it's fitting for us to end the campaign tonight.
All right, so one down. That's Michael Bennett. Before that, you heard Joe Biden kicking the president, saying that it was all about Obama's administration. That's the reason for the big, giant bounce in the economy. And before that, Amy Klobuchar, who is surging. Kate Delaney, and we are in New Hampshire. Not really, but metaphorically we are, as far as the Democrats are concerned, and then what's happening in D.C. and the rallies with the president. I'll talk about those. But looking at what the other side is and who's going to run against the Prez, it's interesting because none of the people you heard were the winner. The winner was, not surprisingly, Bernie Sanders. But what was surprising is Pete Buttigieg was number two, and Amy Klobuchar, who you did hear, who talked about moving on to the next, was number three as far as delegates are concerned. And then you go from there, and Joe Biden, he was lickety-split out of New Hampshire and on his way to South Carolina, the thought being that he'll do better there. So the former VP left the state early to focus on the later primaries. His campaign feels like it's losing air. Like a helium balloon that just goes flat. It is getting flat. He had just over 8%, so obviously disappointing for a candidate who's led in the polls for months and many times big margins, so much so that people just assume that Biden was going to be the opposition to the Republican President Donald Trump, but not so fast because it is not looking that way. We'll see, because the next round is going to be really big, obviously, especially in South Carolina. So New Hampshire has only 24 delegates, a fraction of the 1,991 delegates needed to win the party not on the first ballot at the summer convention. But it's interesting momentum, and it's interesting that to see that Pete Buttigieg is so super, super close, and he is super close because he almost overtook Bernie Sanders. So what does that tell you? It tells you that South Carolina on Tuesday is looming even bigger than ever, and Biden knows it, and that's why Biden struggling gets to South Carolina as soon as possible. And like I said, Michael who? Bennett, he is out of the race. Because remember, there's other people that have declared they were running for president and they're still out there. But Bennett realized, of course, that nobody is giving him any love or paying any attention. He had less than 1% of the vote. He skipped the Iowa caucuses last week to focus on New Hampshire. And the news came minutes after Andrew Yang suspended his campaign for the same reason. So then there were two, because it just doesn't make any sense. They know they have no shot at this. So why do they keep pursuing it? They just dump out of it. And that was what was expected. So those are those numbers. And the action with the Dems about getting to that delegate count, getting to the summer convention, and then figuring out who is going to be that candidate that goes up against Donald Trump. In the meantime, It's interesting. The Democrats were busy on the Hill saying this isn't right, as they're talking about the attorney intervening, the Attorney General Barr intervening in the Roger Stone and Michael Flynn cases. So this is a huge twist in the plot to put Roger away for many, many years. Because it was crazy. They were talking about like maybe 9 years, and then comparing that to Paul Manafort, the campaign finance manager for Trump, but who got that sentence. So the Attorney General Barr took the lead on a lot of legal matters we know of the president's, including the federal case against Roger Stone. Now there's these allegations from the Democrats like, whoa, wait a second, that's political interference. Barr intervened to seek a more lenient sentence for Stone, who was facing up to 9 years in prison, like I mentioned. And this is the thing. This is the Department of Justice in a memo. It remains the position of the United States that a sentence of incarceration is warranted. Here, the government respectfully submits the range of 87 to 108 months. Presented as the advisory guideline range would not be appropriate or serve the interest of justice in this case. So four lawyers who prosecuted Stone resigned from the case following the announcement. Two quit the Department of Justice altogether. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was on fire. He sent a letter to the DOJ Inspector General saying we need an investigation into the recommendation, writing that the situation has all of the improper political interference in a criminal prosecution. Kamala Harris, who was, of course, running for president at one point, the Democratic senator from California, also sent a letter to Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham. So does this twist in yet another direction? Prosecutors, by the way, had previously recommended up to 6 months in prison for Flynn, and the latest filing says they believe probation is enough. So Michael Flynn may get the best of this deal altogether because he's attempting to withdraw his guilty plea for lying to the FBI 2 years after he admitted that he did that. This is yet another soap opera, and it, again, once again, surrounds the Department of Justice. But we know that the president has said all along that the Roger Stone case is just ridiculous and is a miscarriage of justice, that the real crimes were committed on the other side, but nothing happens to them, and it's horrible and it's unfair. And I'll remind you again, he was convicted of lying to Congress, obstructing the House investigation to whether the president's 2016 campaign coordinated with Russia, and tampering with a witness. So we'll see that his whole fate, that all might get lopped off. And does he end up doing 9 years or getting 9 years? And remember, there is always the power of the presidential pardon, and that to me would loom in the horizon. I can't imagine. All right, I got to mention this at the top quickly. The rising toll of the number of troops with brain injuries, because troops so close to my heart from that Iran strike, 109 at this point. Wow. You just knew when you looked at those photographs, it was impossible that nobody was injured. And of course, the injuries to the brain were so, so significant. And now with the testing, the Pentagon is seeing it and they're releasing the data on the injuries. Here it is, over a month plus after that January 8th attack at the Al-Asad Air Base in Iraq. Hang with us.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Again, if you haven't listened to the show, welcome to it. You found us, Kate Delaney. We're celebrating, actually we're celebrating like 15 years. I keep saying 10 with GCN, but 15 all together, which is mind-blowing to me. I can't believe I was 15 when I started and I got this lucky break, but I did. It's great momentum. Yeah, seriously, who knew? And I thank all of you. So many of you have been with me right from the start. And we're going to do a mailbag segment coming up in our next hour, but I had a couple of good emails that I wanted to just quickly kind of wrap into one. I got one from Michael and Jake and Tommy. Michael, Jake, and Tommy. It sounds like Manny Moe and Jack. I grew up with that store not too far away, automotive parts and stuff. But they're not talking about automotive parts. So all three in their own way wanted to ask about what did I think of the fact that Bernie Sanders wins just narrowly New Hampshire, and what does that say for the Democrats when they have Joe Biden, who would certainly have to answer so many questions about Hunter Biden and his behavior and many different aspects of it. And what does this really mean for the Democrats? And do I think they're in disarray? I think that here's what the thing is. I've said this over and over again, guys, and this is the deal. When the economy is really good, which the economy for most people, and that doesn't mean everybody, when the economy for most people is good, what do you think happens to the person who's in charge of the economy overall, the commander-in-chief? It really bodes well for them when it comes to being reelected. And the theory is it's hard anyway when you have that working for you to unseat a sitting president, and we've seen it now. We've seen in modern times three times in a row. So there is the deal to me. If the economy is the way it is and you don't have, I mean, who would be the candidate that just is just incredible, so dynamic, so blow your mind with amazing implementable ideas that there's just no way anybody who's independent, undecided, or whatever is going to jump on that train? And so that's the thing. So you have Bernie Sanders, like I said, he wins New Hampshire 26%. Pete Buttigieg gets 24.4%. Amy Klobuchar 19.7%. Good for those others, but does that bode well for somebody who's going to have to really, really raise the roof to even get close to where you see that this president is? And that's the answer. I mean, the answer is it's hard. No matter how you want to wrap your mind around it, if you are not on board with that theory, it washes and the numbers absolutely add up. All right, numbers that don't add up. It's interesting. I was looking at the U.S. household debt exceeding $14 trillion for the first time. They say Americans increased their borrowing for the 22nd straight quarter. More households took out loans to buy homes, refinancing existing mortgages. This is all data that's released from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. But the total U.S. household debt rose by $101 billion in the fourth quarter from a year earlier, or 1.4%. So that surpasses $14 trillion for the first time. How about that? Mortgages, refinances, that's the big thing. The originators and the refinances and all of that, that's what part of what's wrapped into it. Mortgage loans for young adults, so that would mean 18 to 29, rose to the highest level, though, since the third quarter of 2007. And origins for 30-year-olds rose to $210.1 billion last quarter. That's the highest since 2005. But all of that, you think of student debt, one in nine borrowers were 90-plus days delinquent. That's a lot, one in nine. Although some would say, well, not necessarily. And then the whole delinquency rate thing, and they mash that all up, and that's how they come up with those numbers, $14 trillion. Can you even wrap your head around what $14 trillion looks like? I can, but I have difficulty thinking about it. And this is the direction that we were going anyway. So I'm not surprised. Let's put it this way. I'm not surprised by that number. It's not surprising at all. At all. And when you see, when you see that, and you see the borrowing, and the housing market is such an indicator of what's happening, and also movement. Where are people living? Where are people moving? You know, you want to talk about complaining about what's in your wallet and what's the economy doing and what is happening politically speaking. You look at the tax-friendly states and those that aren't quite as friendly. And since it's tax time, that's what starts the conversation. The conversation starts to go to, maybe we need to move and live because it's a better cost of living and the taxes aren't ridiculous. And, you know, where are the tax-friendly states? Because I'm sure you're getting that there's little W-2s in the mail, or, you know, maybe you're an entrepreneur and you're 1099-ing all over the place. Just sounds bad, doesn't it? I'm 1099-ing all over the place. But Kiplinger, I keep a close eye on what's happening with them. And since we jumped into a little bit of the numbers here, I'm going to seg into that for a second in talking about economy. And I was stunned to realize that what they say, they've analyzed the numbers. They say that Illinois is the least friendly tax state in America. I know there's people listening to us in the great state of Illinois. So the 10 least tax-friendly states, and we're on in a lot of these states. Are you ready for this? Let me give you a drum roll. maybe it shouldn't be a drum roll. Illinois is number one. You know what number two is? And we have friends listening to us in Connecticut. I've spent a lot of time in Connecticut. Beautiful. Number two. Number three is New York. Not shocked. Number four is Wisconsin. We have listeners in central Wisconsin for this show. New Jersey, where I grew up, number five. They tax you out the wazoo. Number six, Nebraska. Number seven, Pennsylvania. Number eight, Ohio. Number nine, Iowa. That was surprising to me. And number 10, Kansas. The most friendly tax states, listen up if you're looking for a tax break and you want to move, Wyoming, Nevada, Tennessee, Florida, Alaska, of course, Washington. Great listeners in Washington and Spokane, South Dakota, North Dakota, Arizona, our pals in Tucson listening on KVOI. So are you stunned? Of course, you're not. Number nine. Number 10, New Hampshire. So there you go. And how do they, you know, put this all together? Well, they look at income tax, you know, states with tax income, Social Security money from an IRA, that kind of stuff, rental property, all of that, and then pull it in together, inheritance tax, all those sort of things, and the mashup, that's what you end up getting. Nobody likes taxes. To say you're in the least, and you're in the least friendly tax state, because all my friends that live in Illinois, they always complain. So they're the worst. But all my friends that live in other places that are much more tax friendly are not complaining as much about their taxes. Of course they're not. And part of it is, I think part of it is also psychological with the whole state income tax thing, because you can easily get into the argument about, well, what is the state sales tax? Isn't that higher because you don't have any state income tax? But they have tax-free weekends. And I think I'm used to this, because the last couple of places I've lived, there's been no state income tax. It's so much easier to deal with. I'll tell you the worst ever, and I know we have people working there and probably living there, too. In New York, you know, you can grab a hot dog and sometimes there's a free museum day. But other than that, some of the other free shows you can go see, like in the park or whatever, oh, you are getting taxed unbelievably. Borough tax, city tax, state tax, federal tax, 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 tax. I mean, I don't know how anyone can live on the island of Manhattan if you aren't a billionaire. Hang with us. I'm climbing the fence. I'll meet you on the other side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New Hampshire, Democratic primary returns show Joe Biden behind Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who is leading along with Pete Buttigieg. Biden spoke to reporters in South Carolina.
Just spoke to our folks up in New Hampshire, and they did a good job.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar said she's performed better than expected.
Well, there are still ballots left to count. We have beaten the odds every step of the way.
Also, Senator Mike Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang have announced they're suspending their campaigns. President Trump signed a bill helping veterans pursue careers in STEM industries, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The White House said the Supporting Veterans in STEM Careers Act will help train veterans for STEM careers. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm happy to announce that the 14-day quarantine imposed on 195 passengers on a flight from China to March Air Reserve Base has been completed, and everyone within the cohort passed their health screening.
All right, so that's the word on the coronavirus in this short edition of For Your Health. Kate Delaney telling you that coronavirus is so bloody scary, and that is, luckily, at the good news that some people are getting to go home after being quarantined, thank goodness. But what's really crazy is the latest confirmed coronavirus patient in the U.S. was mistakenly discharged from a San Diego hospital because of a lab error. That's what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say. So this patient was among three evacuees from China placed in isolation, got tested at UC San Diego Medical Center last week, showed signs of the coronavirus. An initial round of tests came back negative. The people returned to quarantine site at the Marine Corps Air Station base in Miramar, but then the testing revealed that one of them was infected, which, oh my. They say the blood samples from the three patients were inadvertently omitted from a large test run because they were incorrectly labeled. Yikes! Whoops! We labeled the blood wrong. It happens. So they did this informal all-negative notification once they were tested, and then they realized that they found one of them tested positive. So they immediately got that out to the CDC teams to take those precautions because of the quarantine, you know, patients, including the three. And then they got I mean, obviously now this is something they got to worry about and make sure it's labeled correctly. 13 people in the U.S. have gotten sickened by the coronavirus since the beginning of the outbreak. Now that more than 1,000 people have died at the epicenter, this city in China, and we've got a global toll, too, that's happening, even though it's mostly concentrated, of course, in China. The concern is how easily this spreads and, you know, what happens if you don't have protection. So, for example, like the patient that left the hospital, they have to wear a mask. They're escorted by the feds. They have protection. It's just that dangerous and how easy you can pick it up. But, boy, mislabeling the blood, duh. That's, I mean, like I said, accidents happen. It's unfortunate. But for goodness sake, there's misinformation already about the coronavirus and how rapidly it's spreading and what we need to know about it. So what do you need to know about the coronavirus? Okay, I mentioned one thing. Numbers count. And numbers count, in this case, 1,000 dead in China. Wow. The highest, 100 people died in one day. The coronavirus on that cruise ship in the port of Yokohama doubled earlier this week to 135. And there's debate. What do they do with these 3,700 people quarantined? What do they do with them? Because you've got Americans. You've got one of the Americans that is tested positive for it. He's with his wife. He's locked up in his, basically, in his estate room. They come out every 4 days to get air, and that's it. And they're even worried about that. And it's so easy, because it can be the common cold can trigger this thing. And think about how quickly that can pass from person to person. So I don't want to be an alarmist. I'm just giving you the true dope on this thing. And I have a couple of family members in the medical business, and I'm asking them if they're, I asked one of them today, texted back and forth, is, you know, how concerned. And the concern is to have it not spread, to lock it down in the U.S. I mean, that's the thing. And where did this initially come from? So how did this bloody thing happen in the first place? Because there's very little conversation about that. So the outbreak of this coronavirus that has nothing but mystery attached to it, and bacteria and viruses, and how do they enter the human population from an animal host? And so what they're saying is the pangolin, which is this endangered, highly, though, trafficked kind of creature. It looks kind of like an anteater and an armadillo. That's, it does. It, if you looked it up and you looked up pangolin, that's what... It's got these scales, and the scales are apparently prized in traditional Chinese medicine because they're made of keratin, just like, you know, fingernails. So researchers have said the coronavirus previously identified is more closely related to this coronavirus than any other virus. So it's not clear... Were they live? Were they dead? Were they on sale in December at the seafood wholesale market? Yikes. Were half the people first identified with the virus were shopping? So is that where that viral link happened? Because ultimately, the task is to trace it and figure out where it started. You know, what about the host? And how are they capable of transmitting the infection? They can't stop the spread of the virus. So they have to know clearly where that came from. And this is the belief that's the deal. If the virus is not sufficiently contained, because it's that contagious, then of course it becomes a global pandemic if it's not contained. So unclear, they're not mislabeling that, unclear whether the virus can be transmitted by infected people before they show symptoms. Yikes. It's crazy. And they say that this, that I described to you, this animal, I guess I'll call it an animal, is like a cousin. They say it's a common ancestor of like the bat that mutated and evolved, and that's how you get that animal, and that's what is believed to be what is carrying the Ebola virus. See, and you remember HIV from chimpanzees, Ebola, and Marburg from bats, MERS from camels, swine flu and avian flus, where they came from. And bats make up about a fifth of all the mammal species, and they're basically reservoirs of viruses that can potentially infect humans. So that's what they're looking at. Why did it take until December of 2019? And you have people being around bats forever, eating bats, buying them in markets. We don't think of that in the U.S., really. But in China, absolutely. But is there an illegal animal trade? That's what the other discussion is. Is this the black market thing? Have they destroyed the evidence? Probably, if that's the case, I would imagine. Of course they would have. They would have done it. And how jacked up is that? Seeing the acceleration of this thing. The answer to the question is very, 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 very. Because this is the kind of species that they latch on to a host. They latch onto a person, and that's how they can hopscotch and transmit to other people and transmit to other people as the host, and then go on and spread it from there. And that's why you're seeing how widespread this is. And can it trigger, you know, more serious diseases? And of course, those are all the questions that are hovering around out there. The question, however, for this Tuesday into Hump Day show is, politically speaking, the numbers and who walked away from New Hampshire with the win, narrowly, it was Bernie Sanders. But Pete Buttigieg is making a lot of noise. You can hear chants of people screaming, President Pete, in parts of New Hampshire. Like I said, he came in a very close second and picked up some delegates. And here's what he had to say about his stay in the Granite State.
We have momentum right now and are in a great position for a good night. But, you know, New Hampshire is a state that thinks for itself. Voters don't like to be told what to do by other states or really anybody. And so we know that we need to earn every single vote. That's why we've been working so hard doing events across the state.
Yeah, because that's the name of the game, right? You got to get out there. You got to do that knock, 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 work it. Every single person that you could possibly touch. Ask even President Trump about that, because I think some people were surprised at the amount of rallies he had right up until election night. In fact, on election night, where the campaign was, and think about that, the night before they were in Michigan, it is about, I think, for many of us, being the approachable candidate, being out there. And I think he's got that grassroots movement behind him. Does he get the Democratic nomination? Not so sure about that. But he could spoil it a little bit anyway for Bernie Sanders. Remains to be seen. And the Democrats have a long way to go in that process, while the president rides on the economy and, of course, rides into towns where he's a hero that he won before with all kinds of rallies leading up to Election Day. Coming up, we're going to talk about art and the effect it can have on you to living a longer life.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
The show, Kate Delaney, big winner Bernie Sanders narrowly over Pete Buttigieg, who, if you were listening, you heard a little clip of him in our last segment. So he gets the all clear, and this one gets some of the delegates. How many delegates? You need so many to win this thing for the Democrats. But he does pick up a handful of delegates, 26% of the vote. Buttigieg, 24.4. They both pick up really 9 delegates. That's, right? That's huge. So to speak. Because you can say, oh, we won. Now on to the rest of the race. A couple of people drop out, including Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado. He's out because he realizes I'm not getting any votes. There's no way. It's too long to try to mount any kind of a big fight here. Andrew Yang, who is popular with some people because he's a brainiac and certainly knows his stuff when it comes to technology, he mounted a long shot bid. He ended his presidential run, too. And this is it for New Hampshire. On to South Carolina. And then it's a question of, ultimately, by the time you get to the summer and the convention, who is going to go up against a president who has some very big numbers when it comes to the economy? And when people look in their wallet and their wallet is doing pretty good, they don't like to make any kind of switches. And I think some of the states that Donald Trump won the last time around are certainly in play for him again this time around, and he is visiting those states in rallies, and that's what I'm sure his campaign will continue to do as they mount that bid, keep mounting that bid for re-election. So politically speaking, since we're not talking about impeachment anymore, or State of the Union, all of that fun wild circus was last week. Now it's just business as usual. The usual chaos and confusion on the Hill. But other than that, it's just a regular day at the office, so to speak. And I guess the big thing is, Attorney General Bill Barr and what's happening there with Roger Stone and four of the prosecutors quitting on the case because it looked like they weren't happy with what happened, and Roger Stone probably being recommended for less of a sentence. We'll see what that turns out to be, and Michael Flynn might get the best deal of all. He could end up not doing any time, and this happened as Barr stepped into the middle of this, and the Department of Justice is handling what's happening. And there are cries from the Democrats, this is foul and wrong and, you know, all this sort of stuff. But the gist of it is, when you're the commander in chief, we don't realize, or some people don't realize, you start to dig and you start to realize, well, yeah, I mean, there's things that you can do, including the power of the pardon. So there is that, and that hangs in the balance eventually, although that certainly is in play right now. It's not in play. What is in play is what I mentioned before. I can't give you, I mean, I got to give you the payoff, really, to what I said. You know, if you want to live longer, it could be that you need to just go to some art museums. I thought we had to eat better and do a bunch of other things. I'm just wondering, Eric, the technical maestro for the show, Eric, are you surprised? Do you think that art museums can help you live longer?
No, I don't buy into that. I think art is very subjective. And I don't see how it could have any effect on someone's lifespan.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. You could go to a modern museum of art, and you could go see the Andy Warhol, like, for example, the MoMA in New York, and see the Andy Warhol soup cans and think, what is that about? It could stress you out instead of making you feel calm.
Yeah, it might
set something off.
It might shorten someone's life, yeah.
Yeah, it might shorten someone's life. So you might be surprised by this, Eric, but they did a study, and of course it was the University College London, and they had participants from the English Longitudinal Study of Aging, and they had 6,000 adult residents ages 50 or older, and, you know, everybody's looking for the fountain of youth. People pay for the fountain of youth, let's face it. How many fillers, Botox, everything else that's out there that you can possibly rearrange your face with, or any other part of your body, by the way. So this study talked about that what it does is, by going to theaters, museums, concerts, opera, art galleries, exhibitions, you had a 31% lower risk of dying in the follow-up period because it had a calming effect on you. So cultural activities, according to the Brits in this study, whether it's infrequently or once or twice a year, a 14% lower risk of dying during the 14-year follow-up period. Wow. So it's interesting. They had a follow-up period, and almost 30% of the participants died. Men were more likely than women to die, as were people who were older. Gee, you think? Unmarried or not living with a partner, and people who were not working with no educational qualifications. So very strange. Of the deceased, 47% had never engaged in the arts. Meanwhile, death occurred in 26% of the people who did engage in the arts infrequently, and 18% of those who did frequently. So I guess they found out that if you go to art museums, theaters, and cultural experiences, maybe it just kind of calms you. I would think that the things that we're always told to do is, how about this, avoid overeating. your calorie intake. How about this? Eat more nuts because of the protein, the antioxidants, and other things that are in nuts. You constantly hear that. I mean, what's his name? Dr. Oz is shoving nuts down our throats. Only 7 almonds a day, because any more than that, it's fattening. So that cancels out those calories. Count them out, people. 7 nuts for you. Just like a squirrel, you got to hide them out. I like this one. Turmeric. That's a big anti-aging strategy. And that's because it's got this compound in it that helps, and it maintains brain, heart, lung function, and all of that. And it's been in India. You got to think of India. They've been consuming it for thousands of years, and it's considered pretty safe. So that's one way. Staying physically active, like I mentioned, that really at least 150-minute recommendation is really, really good if you can do that. 150 minutes per week, by the way. Don't smoke. Well, of course, now we know. I mean, smoking is going to get you. People who quit smoking by the age of 35 can prolong their lives up to 8.5 years. Mm. Moderate alcohol intake. We have certainly heard that before. Right? So what is moderate, though, is the question. And they did a study on this where it showed that men who preferred wine were 34% less likely to die earlier than those who preferred beer or spirits. Ooh, but only by a little bit. I like light beer. Oh, I used to like wine, but the tannins in it are, ugh. Sometimes just it doesn't taste good to me. But they say it's particularly beneficial because of the antioxidants that it does have in it. But the heavier the consumption, the more problems you have. And then I love this, and I got this from Healthline, all these studies and numbers and all this that I'm throwing at you. It's not hashtag fake health news. Prioritize your happiness. Mm-hmm. So feeling happy can increase your longevity 52%. Really? A study of 180 Catholic nuns analyzed their self-reported levels of happiness when they first entered the monastery and later compared those levels to longevity. Those who felt happiest at 22 years of age were 2.5 times more likely to still be alive 6 decades later. So if you're happy in your 20s, you don't necessarily have to be a nun. You have a good chance of living longer. That makes sense to me, right? I'm just saying. But nothing wrong with taking in some cultural activities. And for goodness sake, if it de-stresses you, more power to ya. You never know what you're going to get on this show. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can send me your thoughts. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Make it count.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while 2 passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard,
yeah,
laughing out loud
stuff.
Until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully
your husband,
while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.